Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Boeing workers on the picket lines rejecting the company's latest contract offer.
On day 12 of the Boeing strike with the 737, 767 and 777 factories frozen, Boeing has made what it claims is its final offer. It would give a 30% pay raise to the workers, not the 40% they want. But one other thing is missing, says Boeing machinist Hazel Nguyen.
There's no pension. We want our pension back.
She calls a new offer garbage, but Boeing's Peter Johnson says it's the best they can do.
ABC's Alex Stone. After entering a plea deal with prosecutors, Carolyn Ellison, the former FTX cryptocurrency executive and former girlfriend of founder Sam Bankman-Fried, was sentenced to 2 years in prison for fraud. Election day now 6 weeks out. Former President Trump in Georgia today. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the southern border later this week. And evacuations already underway in western Florida as Tropical Storm Helene picks up strength. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. That's what you need to know. Now here's some news from closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Former president and current Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will make a stop in southwestern Wisconsin on Saturday. Trump's campaign rally will be at the Prairie du Chien Area Arts Center. Trump will speak around 11:30 a.m. Saturday. It's Trump's second visit to the area in a month. On August 29th, Trump spoke at a full crowd inside the La Crosse Center. Prairie du Chien is the home city of Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden. Tickets for the campaign stop are available on Trump's campaign website. The Wisconsin Counties Association Conference continues today, which brings almost 1,000 officials from around the state to La Crosse. The annual event features speakers and workshops that address current events and issues facing county governments. Today, U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde will speak to attendees, with Senator Tammy Baldwin providing remarks as well. All told, county officials from all of Wisconsin's 72 counties are expected to attend the event, which began yesterday. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said they know all about Vikings running back Aaron Jones.
He's a problem. He is, and he looks really good. And I've been able to watch him a little bit. Certainly, he's one of my favorite players that I've ever had the privilege to coach, a guy like that, just in terms of how he goes about his business. And still got a lot of love for him.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, to low around 50. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, high mid-70s. High upper 70s, mostly sunny Thursday. For Friday and the upcoming weekend, it stays mild. High temperatures again close to 80, and our sky stays mostly sunny. Right now it's 73.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Milwaukee entertainment critic Matt Miller, and I welcome Deanna Donaldson, president of the Warrens Wisconsin Cranberry Festival, but you can just call her El Presidente.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate you doing so. Just working hard on the board, on the sound, on the lines at 855-752-4842. Got a big show lined up for you. But before we jump into that, I know lots of you folks been out there playing the game here at Civic Media, the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. And I know you're looking for that word, and it's an appropriate word given my attitude in this show, fun. The word is fun. We would not be here if we were not having fun. So go and download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite station, the one you're listening to me on right now. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen and text the keyword fun for your chance to win in this statewide Civic Media contest. The word is fun, and we are going to have lots of fun today. Jam-packed show. Bill Carroll, President Teamsters Joint Council 39, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Ben Wickler, Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, coming around at 5:30. But right now, super stoked to have Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show, sticking around for a half hour here with me. Maggie, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show.
It's great to be here, Dom. What fun to be fun on your show.
See? Fun.
Fun. Word of the day. Fun.
We do this because we want to have fun. What wasn't so fun, Maggie, was the former President Trump went off on a tangent last night. And I really wanted to get your take on this when I saw this. Maggie, I tell you, I thought of you. So I was wondering, what would Maggie think? What would Maggie think about this?
After her head reattaches to my shoulders?
I mean, it is truly unbelievable that Donald Trump thinks that he is what? He is the protector of women. We have some of the sound. I know that, Jess, you've been working hard on it. Let's just throw it out there, and then we will discuss. Play cut 1.1, please.
And all they can talk about is abortion. That's all they talk about. And it really no longer pertains because we've done something on abortion that nobody thought was possible. And I give those three brilliant, if you think about it, and it's six, but the three that we put in, but six brilliant justices of the United States Supreme Court, a tremendous hand for their intelligence, but also for their courage. It took a lot of courage to do so.
No, I don't quite understand that logic, Maggie, if it was took a lot of courage to do so. But we also hear Donald Trump say that everybody wanted it done. All the Democrats, all the Republicans, everybody wanted this done. If everybody wanted it done, why would it take courage? Of course, it's asinine. Maggie, any comments on that particular cut?
You're gross. I mean, he's so gross. Justices Thomas Kavanaugh, Alito, Roberts Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett, shame on you. Shame on you. And a particular shame for Justice Alito. I mean, the tapes of what he was said to that that particular woman about 8 months ago, basically endorsing a religious view of the United States as a sitting Supreme Court justice. In this country, we separate church and state. Like, the government shall not endorse nor inhibit the free practice of religion. I'm not quoting this exactly right, but that seems to have gone completely out the window. And the former MAGA cult leader, or the current MAGA cult leader, former president, didn't stop there. It got worse and worse, Dominic.
It certainly did. Let's play the next cut, if you would, please. An example of it getting a little worse, 1.2.
Sure, but it makes me a little nauseous, so.
All right.
You will be protected, and I will be your protector. Women.
You will be protected, and I will be your protector. This guy, this coming from a guy who's been adjudicated, but civilly found liable for sexual assault.
Rape.
This is the guy who's going, it's the gaslighting is so immense, Maggie. It's almost hard to believe that it's coming out of his mouth.
I struggle to find ways to talk about it because it seems to get worse and worse every day. Like, saying this while at the same time bashing childless cat ladies, right? Saying this and at the same time taking credit for stripping away women's rights. Saying this and at the same time saying that I'm going to make women immediately more happy, healthy, confident, and free because you won't be thinking about abortion.
Oh, no. Yeah, it'll be all good.
Just go. You won't be thinking about. No, I'm going to be thinking about abortion until it's enshrined in our nation's law permanently so that you and your right-wing nut job religious freak shows cannot tell me about the rights that about my own body. I just, this is so appalling. And it's frankly the language of men who abuse women, of people that abuse other people. I will punch you in the nose. I will stamp on your foot and be like, but don't worry, I'll protect you.
And why did you make me do that?
Yes. It is gross. It is just disgusting. And it is beneath a candidate for president to speak to women in this way. And listen, I got to think that it's not just liberal women or progressive women or Democratic women that find this language and this approach very problematic. I believe that there are deeply religious women who hold those beliefs sincerely, who may be listening right now and who personally and morally and as a religious basis oppose abortion, but as a legal matter, understand that once down this road, it leads to a very scary place for women that may, in fact, know women who have been the victim themselves of sexual assault. Again, who may not choose that based on their own religious convictions, right? But understand that our legal system cannot invade people's privacy in this way and survive. That the end result of this is less freedoms for everyone, and that's a really bad thing. So I don't get it. I don't understand why they keep doing this, other than the fact that apparently Donald Trump can't control his mouth. But it doesn't seem to be just Donald Trump.
I don't know that this is can't control his mouth. I think this is a pitch that MAGA Donald Trump and his crew came up with to try to sway women to their side. Maggie, this is on the.
Yeah, because they're getting their butts kicked and they're like, well, we got to appeal to women. I know. I'll just state to them without any basis in fact or reality or without any policy proposal that you will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. Because that was his tweet on Truth Social. And to say this on the day that new data was released about the maternal mortality rates in Texas, okay, following the Texas abortion ban. New data came out yesterday, and I didn't get to this on my show, but new data came out yesterday in Texas that following that state's 2021 abortion ban brought to you by Donald Trump and these six genius religious extremists on the Supreme Court, that maternal death rate went up by 56%.
Wow.
in the state of Texas. The increase, of course, there was an increase nationally because of the Dobbs decision, but that national increase was only 11%. Women are dying. I am so sick of this, the absolute abrogation of any responsibility as a presidential or vice presidential or Senate candidate. I know you're going to get there, Dom, to actually speak about reality. It is deeply, deeply distressing and disturbing. And these women who lost their lives in Georgia, the young woman who was imprisoned for 22 days because she had a miscarriage in South Carolina. No, Donald, they are not more safe or happy or free. That woman wasn't free for 22 days, and women are dead because of your abortion ban.
Donald Trump going off the rails, apparently trying to appeal to the female bloc. Let's hear the last 1-3, please. Jess?
At long last, this national nightmare that we're going through will be over. Women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. You will no longer be thinking about abortion because it is now where it always had to be, with the states and with the vote of the people.
Wow. The same thing.
Women, and by the way, like, yes. Texas, they haven't had a vote in Texas, right? They haven't had a vote. Can someone inform the former president that there are not required, should abortion be legal in our state, votes? That's not the way it works. In Texas, no vote. In South Carolina, no vote. And women are dying. Again, maternal deaths up 56% in Texas, wow, following the state's 2021 abortion ban. That compared to an 11% increase across the rest of the nation following the Dobbs decision. You want women dead, depressed, and less free? Then just thank Donald Trump and the six religious extremists on the U.S. Supreme Court. And by the way, I did mention this a little bit earlier on my show, Dom. On Monday, a judge in North Dakota dropped a decision that said that women seeking IVF treatments cannot be guaranteed time off under the Civil Rights Act and the EEOC. And the entities that sued to find that, the Catholic Church. Yes, we do not have to provide women time off to get IVF treatment. Here was the language, Dom. This is going to blow your lid. The church cannot accommodate or facilitate immoral infertility, quote, treatments, that's in quotes in the decision, that deprive children of being conceived through the loving act of their parents as opposed to technicians in a lab. Wow.
Like, those folks need to start paying some property taxes. ABC News, Maggie, polling shows Trump has some ground to cover with women. Perhaps this is his new effort, this outreach to women.
You'll just be more free because I say so.
I will be your protector. Harris leads Trump by 9 points, 53 to 44 among women, according to a recent ABC News Ipsos poll.
It's a margin. I heard some polling also earlier this week putting that margin at 21%. I mean, holy cannoli.
I mean, I know a lot of these polls that are coming out recently show, it's very tight, very tight.
Yep.
It's hard for me to imagine how there could not be an absolute blowout by Kamala Harris from this craziness. And it's not just Trump. I mean, this is all over the mega party. Moreno, this is a guy running for Senate in Ohio.
Against Sherrod Brown.
He had some interesting things to say last night as well. We're going to cover that. Maggie Dunn in studio. Stick around. 855-752-4842. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the Liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Word of the day is fun. Go for the green or gold. Text to win statewide contest, Civic Media. Download the app. Text the word fun to your favorite station for a chance to win the word fun. Having fun here. Maggie Dawn in studio for one more segment. Well, usually we have more fun. This is kind of depressing. And the way that these megas and Trump and the Republicans continue to degrade and punish women for being women. Let's just put it that way. Reporting that MSNBC follow up with a CBS affiliate in Ohio reporting this one. Maggie, Ohio Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, question why a certain group of women would be concerned about abortion during an event in the state. NBC4 obtained video recording from a Warren County town hall on Friday, where GOP Senate hopeful Bernie Moreno accused suburban women of being focused solely on their ability to get an abortion. Here's a quote from Moreno. You know, the left has a lot of single issue voters. Sadly, by the way, there's a lot of suburban women, that are like, listen, abortion is it. If I can't have an abortion in this country whenever I want, I will vote for somebody else. Okay, it's a little crazy, by the way. But especially for women that are like past 50, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think that's an issue for you. Now, the candidate's campaign said he was making a tongue-in-cheek joke.
Tongue-in-cheek?
Tongue-in-cheek joke. It was a joke, Meg. It's just a joke.
That is not funny. It's not, the language isn't funny. That's not, there's nothing funny about saying any of that.
Okay, let me just ask you this question or make this observation. Moreno says that women over 50 shouldn't really be concerned about this. And I can only assume, because he didn't go into detail of his joke, that because they're what? Unable, no longer able to bear children. You know, I think some other Republicans.
Not always true, but I'm assuming one of my best friends is 49. She just had a baby.
I know. This is what I'm saying. But that's, I'm assuming that's.
Do any women know Bernie Moreno? Do any suburban women know Bernie Moreno? Do any women over the age of 50 who care about abortion know Bernie Moreno? You might want to take him out to the woodshed to explain some things to him because he doesn't get it and thinks it's funny to joke about people's civil rights. I don't think that's funny, Bernie.
Bernie thinks, and I'm assuming this, and I would concur, yes, women over 50 can get pregnant and have children. But if he's assuming that women over 50 are barren and can't have children. That's really not their problem anymore. Then I have to wonder, then, why is it men's problem? Men can never bear children. If that's your qualification, that you no longer bearing children, should not be an issue for you women over 50, then why does Bernie Moreno's opinion count?
Why would the Catholic Church have anything to say about it either, since none of them can have any children, at least not the leadership? It's just stupid. Bernie, why are you talking about abortion, since it doesn't matter, since you don't get to have an opinion, since you can't have any kids, brother?
Brother, this is what I'm saying. If that's your qualification, then perhaps you should just, you know, leave this one alone, Bernie Moreno.
I'm so happy for Sherrod Brown. Like, that is a gift.
Well, and, I mean, there's obviously this is Ohio, right? So we got lots of things going on in Ohio. I did see the Haitian group has filed, file criminal charges against Trump and Vance for the Haitian eating the dogs story.
Good.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, those kinds of things aren't going to bode well for the Republicans. And
I mean,
even
what are they doing in Ohio? You got that nonsense, the J.D. Vance, who's a walking dumpster fire. You've got Bernie. I mean, this is not good for Ohioans. Oh, and they've got that other favorite son, Jim Jordan. Mr. I don't wear a jacket. I roll up my sleeves.
Uh-huh. Yeah, getting to work for the American people. Nikki Haley even was out there tweeting out, "What are you trying to lose?" When you have Nikki Haley and all these other Republican women going after guys like Bernie Moreno for these asinine comments, it just kind of shows, Maggie, that the Republican Party is in disarray, certainly, but they do not. And they continue to show their absolute lack of respect for women.
It's because women have been a tool for the modern Republican Party. They have not been a part of it. You need only look in the state of Wisconsin to see how Judge Doro was treated and to see how Rebecca Clayfish was treated by Tim Michaels. They disrespect and undermine conservative women who rise in their parties. They are a tool. They are not considered part of the team. Nikki
Haley.
You
don't think they seem as political as equals?
No, of course not. If they did, they wouldn't speak like this. If the Republican Party, if it's not even the Republican Party anymore, if the MAGA cult truly respected women, they would shut up people like Bernie, whatever his name is.
Moreno.
And they would shut up people like J.D. Vance, talking about women in the ways that they do, that basically reduces us to our ovaries and our family raising skills. By the way, there's over $1 trillion of unpaid family care that is provided predominantly by women in this country. Ladies, if you're listening out there, whether you're an independent, a Republican, a Reagan conservative, a Bernie liberal, wherever you are on the political spectrum, but especially if you're an undecided voter. We have far too long given away our labor for garbage from politicians. It is high time our labor and our contributions, not just in the bedroom and the kitchen and the house, are respected, but everywhere in this country. And that means, even if you're a conservative, we need a woman in the White House. It is high time.
Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network, 2 to 4 p.m. 4 p.m. Thank you, Maggie, for sticking around. Always appreciate catching up with you.
Thanks, Don, brother. Have a great show.
Yeah, thank you. Will do. Folks, Bill Carroll, President Teamster Joint Council 39, coming up next, going to talk about the Teamsters, the local Teamsters endorsement of Kamala Harris. And, folks, don't forget the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. This hour's word is fun. We're going to have fun here on the Dom Salvia Show. We'll get to your calls as well, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Political parties are putting a lot of effort into the youth vote here in Wisconsin. Some analysts say young people alone could decide the election. Ever since Kamala Harris was named the nominee, there has been about a 20% jump in enthusiasm from Wisconsin voters age 18 to 29. That means social media may play a bigger role than ever. Hilario De Leon is chair of the Milwaukee County Republican Party.
Everyone's on it. We get our news from it. I have a TikTok account. I have my own social media platforms that I do. Any major, you know, corporation, company, sports team, political group, they all have social media.
Matthew Lehner is chair of the College Democrats of Wisconsin.
Social media is one of the big reasons why Janet Protasiewicz did so well in the 2023 Supreme Court election. I think you're going to see that again in 2024.
14% of young Wisconsin voters are still undecided. That's more than double any other age group. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gal made his case to keep his tenured faculty position at a UW system committee hearing last week. On Friday, the UW Board of Regents will make the final decision. Gal was fired as chancellor in December after UW officials learned he was producing and appearing in online pornography. Earlier this year, a UW lacrosse panel recommended removing Gal from his faculty position. The Board of Regents will meet Friday morning at 8 a.m. and consider the recommendations of both panels. Nearly a quarter of school districts in Wisconsin are seeking yes answers to referendum questions this fall, and that includes the West Salem School District, which is asking two questions. One is a $3.5 million operational referendum. The other is a $28 million facilities referendum, which would, among other things, add space for career and tech ed programming. The district is holding info sessions at its district office Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m., and Thursday, noon to 1 p.m. Another session will be held next Wednesday.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Just because you've been part of a hit show for 10 years doesn't mean your spinoff is a slam dunk. Just ask Eric Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family. A one-off called Mitch and Cam, which would have featured Stone Street and co-star Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who was Cam's partner Mitchell Pritchard on Modern Family, was in development but ended up not getting the green light. What was his reaction when he heard the network passed? He said his feelings were hurt. Actors are people, too. Actress Demi Moore says she biked 60 miles a day after becoming a mom for the second time. After giving birth in 1991 to her daughter Scout, Moore said she would bike 30 miles to the set of Indecent Proposal from Malibu and 30 miles home. I guess any excuse to get away from a crying baby. The actress admitted she felt pressure to drop weight, but also that at the time it was important to her to get back in shape as well, and there was no way she was giving up the lunch buffet at Golden Corral. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to low around 50. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, high mid-70s. High upper 70s, mostly sunny Thursday. For Friday and the upcoming weekend, it stays mild. High temperatures again close to 80 and our sky stays mostly sunny. Right now it's 73.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will be live from Los Angeles, California. That's right, Los Angeles, getting ready for the Badgers versus USC all the rest of this week. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you listening. If you are playing the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest, the word of the hour is fun. And we are having fun here on the Dom Salvia Show. Super stoked to be joined by a friend. His name is Bill Carroll. He's the president of the Teamsters Joint Council 39. They have three local union affiliates, represent roughly 15,000 workers at three locals across the state of Wisconsin. Bill, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, Dom, it's good to be here. Thanks for asking me back.
Oh, it is my pleasure. It was a lot of fun running into you and in Bay Bash here in Milwaukee, a block party down, a street party in Bayview, Wisconsin, where I now reside. I saw your crews there in the tent handing out the koozies and the information for the Teamsters. Bill, I got the press release. The council endorses Harris Walls for presidential ticket. Bill, I wanted to have you on. Tell us why. Why is this important to you? Why did Teamsters Local 39 endorse Harrison Walls?
So typically that is saved for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters in Washington, D.C. However, they decided to not make an endorsement this year for reasons that still are kind of unclear to me. In light of that, though, or in lieu of that, I should say, the local unions and joint councils across the country have autonomy. So when there's a vacuum, we fill that void, and there was no hesitation on our part to do that.
Bill, you've mentioned a few things in the press here that you're very proud of this administration. The Butch Lewis Act, you're looking for to get the PRO Act done. Let's talk about the Butch Lewis Act here. Why was that so important to the Teamsters?
Well, the Butch Lewis Act was a pension relief bill that saved the pensions of millions of retirees across the country. These pension plans were paid into by these workers throughout their careers, you know, spanning anywhere from 20 to 40 years, maybe even more, that these workers paid into them. And those pensions were put in jeopardy. It primarily stems from the deregulation of the late 70s. A lot of trucking companies went under as a result of that deregulation. Unfortunately, pension plans, due to governmental policy, are lower on the capital structure. So basically, employers that go bankrupt, the employees are the last ones to get paid, in essence. So those pension plans were put in jeopardy. By the early 2000s, the writing was on the wall. There was problems there. We had a very active group of Teamster retirees here in Milwaukee that worked very diligently.
Yeah,
a long time.
You were. We talked back then. That's when we really got to know you, Bill. What was your sense, Sean O'Brien, the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, showing up at the RNC, perhaps not invited, uninvited to the DNC? And given the speech, some folks thought it was pretty decent, but the fact that he was even there, Republicans, I think historically, Bill, haven't been great for organized labor. What was your thought on the RNC speech?
Well, I know that it raised a lot of eyebrows.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, and I certainly am not going to speak for General President O'Brien, but I can tell you he has a very unique way of wanting to accomplish things. He does not mind mixing it up with anybody. He did raise a lot of eyebrows. We had a lot of members that were pretty upset that he was going there. But one thing I do know about the general president, though, is he wants to get things accomplished. And in the political environment we are right now, it's almost impossible to do it without bilateral support. So he wants to reach out to some Republicans that may be willing to talk with us to get things done. And that's really, President O'Brien's eye is on the ball, and he wants to get things done for the labor movement, for working families in this country. This is his way of doing it. I can't necessarily say I agree with everything that he does do, but I do know that he is working very diligent for the working class in this country.
Bill Carroll, President Teamsters Joint Council 39, on the line with me. They have endorsed the Harris and Walls campaign. You're hoping to also push through the PRO Act. Can you get into a little bit of that? What's in the act, and why is that important to you?
Well, the PRO Act does several things. One of the things it renders right to work moot in the states that have it. Right now, 26 states are saddled with right to work. That means if a union member decides that they don't want to pay dues anymore, they don't have to. However, they still get to enjoy all the things that the union works hard for their members.
No, all the benefits and none of the price, right, Bill? I mean, that sounds like a deal.
All the benefits. Absolutely, all the benefits, none of the price. Meanwhile, the free riders co-workers are footing the bill, which we just feel is very un-American, if you will.
Bill, some of
that's one thing.
Yeah, okay, go on. Please continue. What else you got?
Well, that's one thing, but it also puts on a timeline. So if you organize a group, there's a definite timeline. Employers can't. One of their favorite tactics is to drag things out as long as they possibly can to discourage the workforce.
Yeah.
We experience that frequently when we're trying to organize groups. It puts a stop to that. There's a number of other features in there that really would enhance collective bargaining and our ability to assist workers when they desire a union to help them achieve that.
Bill, it's been said that President Joe Biden's been the most pro-union president ever. Would you agree with that, and why?
Yes, without a doubt. I think the most pro-union, at least since FDR, who basically implemented the National Labor Relations Act. But, Joe Biden from day one, I mean, the day after he was inaugurated, he fired a very hostile general counsel to the NLRB by the name of Peter Robb, and replaced him with Jennifer Abruzzo, who's been a real champion for workers' rights as her inner term as general counsel. President Biden acted on the pension issue that we just discussed decisively, saving those pensions. The list really goes on. I can tell you that the whole Infrastructure Act provided hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of new employment, and these are construction jobs that are subject to prevailing wage laws to keep the wages up. That way, they can't get undercut like we have in Wisconsin here, thanks to the Republicans in this state. They outlawed prevailing wage for state and municipal projects here, which really drives wage rates down. It allows for irresponsible bidding from contractors. Not saying that all contractors are. But it opens the door for that, and it opens the door for a race to the bottom for working people.
Bill, there's no group that has 100% of its membership that thinks in one particular way. You represent 15,000 workers in three locals across the state of Wisconsin. Certainly, there are some conservatives or Republicans or Trump supporters there. How do you address that the conflict or the different support within your membership?
Well, listen, I can tell you, when we put our endorsement out last week, we had a number of our members quite triggered, a lot of hair on fire posts on our Facebook. They were very upset. And again, we're not trying to tell our members how to vote, but we're going to let them know what we think.
Yeah.
Because it's our right to do, and I think it's our responsibility. But it's real easy for us. When you look at any citizen out there, they make their decisions based on a number of different issues that are important to them, right? Some people, the gun issue is important to them. Some people, crime. Some people, make their choice based on whether or not they are for or against women have the liberty to make their own healthcare decisions. It's across the board. For us, it's very simple. We look at the candidate, who is the best candidate that will support organized labor and by extension support our members.
Bill Carroll, President, Teamsters Joint Council 39. Contrast with me, if you would, obviously supporting Harris and Walz. What was your sense? What was your takeaway? What was your evaluation of the Trump administration and their relationship with organized labor?
Well, there was a lot of talk. I think thinking back to the very beginning of his term, all the false promises that he couldn't deliver on with that carrier situation when they said they were going to move all those jobs in Mexico. Trump said he would stop it. He didn't stop it. And everybody seemed to forget about that. Trump said he would help with the pensions. Of course, he sat on his hands that whole time and didn't do a damn thing regarding that. Again, you know, he had heavy favoritism towards the chambers of commerce and employers with the NLRB and his makeup of the NLRB. He advocated for national right to work right across the board. So I think, you know, his candidacy right now, they've talked about this Project 2025. The labor portion of Project 2025 is basically a page out of Scott Walker's playbook. Eliminate public sector unions, right? Eliminate public sector unions, right to work, get rid of Davis-Bacon Act, which is your prevailing wage laws. It's the same playbook that Walker jammed down our throats here in Wisconsin.
Bill, you mentioned the infrastructure bill passed and that it has prevailing wage and some of these protections in it. Are you seeing that, this bill is now providing results, that we actually have shovels on the ground, you know, that work is actually getting done? Is this, are we progressing on this from your perspective, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just, you know, pretty much on any highway you're driving down now, there's orange barrels all over the place. The proof is, you know, what you see when you drive to work or if you take a trip. There's construction projects all over the place that are putting people to work thanks for this infrastructure bill.
Well, Scott Walker was really concerned about the orange barrel fatigue, if I recall, Bill. How about the state of organized labor in general? How are you feeling now, obviously, coming out of COVID? What's the membership like? What's the recruiting like? Is Teamsters growing?
Well, I think that, yeah, the Teamsters are growing. We've got a current we've got an organizing drive that we won. We're in the process of negotiating our first contract for a funeral home here in Milwaukee, even. So we're crossing all kinds of industries. We do have a coffee shop organized. We were actually the first ones in Milwaukee, by the way. I know Collectivo has a contract. We also have a contract down at Likewise Coffee down in the Third Ward. So if you want a good cup of union coffee, go on down there too.
And what's your sense, Bill, the younger generations coming up? You know, it's been a long road. A lot of folks don't know the history, don't pay attention. Just starting to get out there now. Are the younger generations receptive to the organized labor movement?
I think they're receptive when they learn about it. I don't think there's been an emphasis put on it in public education as much as we'd like to see. But I think if they learn about it and they understand how the dynamic works, that we're stronger when we work together, they're very receptive to it. It gets pretty lonely being an individual fighting against a big company.
Yeah, it does. Bill, anything on your mind, any industry, any positions that you think really needs some organized labor assistance? What do you think the low-hanging fruit is? What do you think is most needed as you look around the country at the labor market?
Well, as I look around the country at the labor market, the most glaring company is Amazon. They've done their level best to prevent any kind of unionization in their company. They've got this DSP model for their drivers. I don't know if you know it, but virtually every driver that you see out on the road is not an employee of Amazon. Regardless of what the truck looks like or what the uniform looks like, they are employees of what they call a DSP, a delivery service partner, who is a contractor or a middleman that gets the packages out for Amazon. It might not mean much to the general public, but that middleman is taking the margin that makes a good job into a miserable job, put it that way.
Bill Carroll, President Teamsters Joint Council 39, endorsing the Harris Walls for presidential ticket. Bill, a friend of ours, we appreciate you coming around, man. Great running into you again. Hope we can continue these conversations more often as we move forward, man.
Yeah, it's great to see you, Dom.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you, Bill Carroll, Teamsters, Joint Council 39. This is the Dom Salvia Show. Coming back with your phone calls, 855-752-4842.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace,
You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests. Wausau's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, going there shortly. 855-752-4842. It is a phone number. It is a text line. And we do have some texters out there. I wanted to throw this one to you. How do I listen to the Bill Carroll interview again? Great question from WMDX. Simply go to the civicmedia.us website. Click on the shows. Look for the Dom Salvia Show. You can find all the episode podcasts there. Also, don't forget, this is the last segment of the hour to get your chance to win the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest word of the day. Ready for it? Fun!
Yay!
Yeah, you have fun, Jess?
Yeah.
All right, we're having fun. So go download the Civic Media app, text the word fun, and you will have a chance to win the statewide contest. Appreciate all of you playing. I can see lots of you playing because it's on the text line. It comes through. I see it.
What's bing, bing, bing,
855-752-4842. I want to thank Bill Carroll, President Teamsters Joint Council 39, coming on and talking these labor issues. Of course, the International Teamsters, the national program, they have not endorsed this time, but the locals here, they have Bill Carroll and their organization have three offices, 15,000 members. And again, this is the leadership. This is their decision. Certainly not everybody within the Teamsters organization, either locally or nationally. Hell, anybody anywhere. No one agrees on everything all the time. But Bill believes that there is a vacuum in this regard that, hell, they're going to put it out there, man. Bill's, they're not shy guys. You ever met the Teamsters? They're not shy people. And they believe, and I concur with their assessment, that the Harris-Walz campaign will be better for labor than the Trump campaign, man. I think that's evident. But you know, there's lots of issues out there. But if labor is one of yours, Harris and Walz is probably the ones you want. Once again, 855-752-4842. Let's get to them. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, this whole thing for North Dakota just reinforces the whole thing where these clowns think the state, the old church doctrine that the state is the handmaid of the church, and that their primary duty is to enforce church doctrine, which is absolute rubbish. And for Donald Trump's latest remark, I mean, I'll be your protector. The image that came into my mind, and God, I haven't seen it for, you know, a few decades now, that the old Hustler cartoon, Chester the Molester. And that's the vibe I get from Donald Trump.
It is. It's stop you there, man. I vaguely remember that even at my age. You know, they sound like forced words of an abuser, man. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. It's weird. Who talks like that? Who says that?
My skin crawled. I literally felt a ripple go from the top of my head to the tips of my toes.
It's gross. It's absolutely gross. No one will know. You will no longer be thinking about abortion because we've done something no one else could have done. It's now where it always had to be. I mean, that's like the tame part. He also said in Pennsylvania on Monday that he'll make the country safer for women, claim that women are poorer, less healthy, less safe, more stressed, depressed, and unhappy than they were 4 years ago. I want to be your protector as president. I have to be your protector. Well, I think E. Jean Carroll might have something to say about, along with lots of other folks, but I digress. 855-752-4842. The thought that this campaign and former President Trump would get on stage and say these words as an asserted effort, a planned effort to recruit, to bring over to their side the female vote, because they're getting smoked, what, by 10, 11 points right now, I believe, 53 to 44, 9 points. My bad, according to an ABC News Ipsos poll, down by 9 among women. And so their bright idea is to come out and say, I will be your protector. And an adjudicated rapist is going to be your protector. You have this guy running for Senator Bernie Moreno in the state of Ohio, got Sherrod Brown, that says women are a little crazy, all you one-issue abortion issues. It's a little crazy. And hell, if you're over 50, again, presumably assuming that you can no longer have children at that age, if you're over 50, why are you even worried about it? This is the Republican Party. This is the mega party. This is how they feel about women. They don't trust you to make those decisions. They don't. Hell, that Mark Robinson cat, the dude from North Carolina, the lieutenant governor running for governor there, he doesn't think women should be in leadership. No, because he believes in some holy word that only men should be called. Men are called to lead. What year is this? Are you kidding me? These are grown-ass men, and these are words coming out of their mouth in 2024, and they're basically running a dead heat against Kamala Harris? It's hard for me to really imagine that that's going to be the case. And folks, right now, that's what the polls are saying, so you better act like, you better work like it, better think about it, because we're 6 weeks from today. 42 days, 6 weeks from today. And I hope the trend lines continue. I hope this former president continues to insult and demean women. And I hope people catch on and they listen to it and they find it as offensive and disgusting and asinine as I do. 6 weeks, folks. Coming up next hour, Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. He's going to join me at 5:30. We're going to talk about what needs to get done in these next 6 weeks. It is now a sprint, folks. Stick around. More of you on the lines as well. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, a Western Wisconsin school district referendum includes a novel approach to helping their hometown create more childcare opportunities.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.